This is Earth and Sky on one of the most critical global issues of this century.
Peter Glick is president of the Pacific Institute in Oakland, California. He's assembled a chronology going back thousands of years, showing that people have always had conflicts over water.
Examples start as far back as 2500 BC, when the king of the ancient Mesopotamian city of Lagash diverted water to dry up his enemy's canals. They continue into modern times to, for example, the 2003 terrorist bombing of Baghdad's main water pipeline. Dr. Glick also told us what he believes lies ahead.
Well, I'm afraid that we're going to see increasing conflicts over water. As populations grow, as our economies grow and demand more and more water, I think the risk of violence over water is unfortunately increasing, not decreasing.
Glick says the mounting strain on Earth's finite water supply means it's especially important to work out international agreements and treaties to share our fresh water.
Even if the risks of conflicts over water are growing, and I do believe they are, I think there is a serious opportunity to reduce those risks by improving our ability to cooperate over water, by insisting that we go to the table rather than the gun when we have water-related conflicts.
Come to our website, earthsky.org, with thanks to the National Science Foundation, where Bloch and Bird for Earth and Sky.